Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much tonight for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I have a treat for you tonight. Remember, I've been saying all year long since 2016 has come in, if we're going to be successful in this year, we got to be strategic. We got to be intentional, and we got to move momentum. That didn't come from me. That's what God gave me. So in order to be successful, I made sure that I'm bringing people to you that are going to help light that fire, help educate you, help push you into your purpose. And if you're already walking in purpose, they're going to reignite and make it even stronger. So we're going to take a real quick pause for our sponsors tonight. Our sponsors of the show tonight are Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. It's an awesome, awesome book. You definitely want to read it. She talks about how God delivered her son from a decade of being addicted to alcohol. So that's a great, great read, and you want to purchase The Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She is available on all of your internet-based bookstores. And then we have the Big Easy Boost Mobile, located in Conyers, Georgia. They're at 1507 Highway 138. They're beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza. They have some deals for this month. The month is about to end, so make sure you get in there before the month ends. They have deals starting as low as $35 a month with data plans included. They have family plans, and they also have, if you switch from a competitor, they have some different free phones that you can select from. So make sure you tell them that you got it, you heard it here on Fire to Inspire with Miss Aaliyah Butler on Miss On Fire to Inspire. We have Unique Expression by Design. They take care of all your custom needs, whether it's for your business or personal needs. They take care of t-shirts, pens, bags, mugs, journals, whatever you need customized, they are there to get it done. Founder and CEO is Miss Angelise Washington. Again, that's Unique Expression by Design, and you can follow them on Facebook. There are also www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And finally, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is our awesome, awesome final sponsor of the night. And his tagline is, "It's not just music, it's a sound." They create jingles, music creation, and so much more. Look up Vincent Lynch and Third Heaven Sound. They can make it happen for you. Well, we are back to our dynamic show tonight, On Fire to Inspire. Our topic is, there is power in your purpose. You know, I tell people all the time, and I love saying this, and I'm not going to stop saying it. As long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose still. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what it looks like. What you've been through doesn't determine your destiny, because you've already been predestined for greatness, and all you have to do is walk in it. So I'm telling you, I am excited to have our powerful anointed guest tonight, the one and only, my spiritual mother, Apostle Zoe. And I want to welcome you to On Fire to Inspire tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so glad and so excited about being on the show tonight. And I just believe that God is going to bring clarity to those that are listening, and they're going to receive encouragement and inspiration tonight.
Amen, amen. That's what it's all about. I tell you, just to share a personal testimony with you guys. So I met this lady about 4 years ago, and I was not completely walking in my purpose. I was just kind of questioning my purpose, questioning my gifts, and she didn't know it. But, you know, God kind of shared with her what was on my heart. I never shared with others. And being under her leadership, being under the God on the inside of her, every gift just started awakening me. And so this On Fire to Inspire lady that you see today walking in purpose, walking on purpose, and helping bring you into yours is as a result of being under the tutorage and learning of this lady that we have tonight as our guest. And I truly, truly appreciate you, Apostle Zoe.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you too. And I, in these 4 years, you have just grown by leaps and bounds, and you have flourished and blossomed and prospered. And I'm so thankful to God that I can see the Christ in you that has formed. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that you are walking in your divine inheritance tonight. And so it's an honor and it's a privilege to be with you as well.
Amen, amen. So tonight's topic is there is power in your purpose. And I'm excited about that because there are so many people that are just kind of, you know, I've been through this, but you don't know what my childhood was like. Well, you know, I was robbed and, you know, I was this and I was that. Okay, yes, it happened. And we're not negating that it happened. But we got to move on past that. And I love what I learned from you was don't focus on what it looked like or what you've been through. Focus on where you're going. Focus on what you want to see. And keep speaking what you want to see despite what you're currently
yes.
seeing. So yes. I absolutely love that. And I share that with people all the time. I shared it with a lady earlier today. She was like, I love it. I love it. So,
amen.
With this topic tonight, there is power in your purpose. What does
yes.
that mean to
you? Well, let me say this first off, that mm-hmm. a lot of times people have to understand, well, the truth is that when you come to the understanding that you have purpose, that is when you begin to, that's when the power or the ability comes for every person. But the first thing for people to grasp is you really can't come into purpose until you find out who you are, number one. That means you have to have identity. Then you have to understand where you come from, because when you understand where you're from, it gives you value, okay? So so these are the things that we have to answer for ourselves that causes us to understand we have purpose. Number one, who am I? I have to have my identity. Then I got to know the source in which I've come from, and then it gives me purpose. It gives me purpose. And then once I understand I have purpose, then I go into what is my untapped abilities or my hidden abilities or my strengths. But it all comes from knowing, first of all, who you are, but we can never find out who we are until we go to the original intent for mankind. So tonight we have to go all the way back to the beginning, and we have to find out that God had a purpose in creating you. And so if God has a purpose, then he had a purpose for you, then it gives you and then you understand that your source is him, and then you come from him, then you know that whatever you come from gives you your value. So if you come from God, you understand that, okay, I must be valuable. Okay, once I understand that I have this value, then I understand there's something in me that is called potential. And see, these potentials help you get to your destination.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So I think that's where we have to start tonight. We have to start with the identity and
okay.
the value. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. So we start with our identity and our value. And, you know, what I'm finding is many people don't know what their identity is, even at middle ages. And, you know, I learned that when we had our last layoff, and I was in the IT area before I started walking into my true identity. And I remember going around asking people. I didn't know why I was asking them this, but I was asking people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, why am I asking? But I asked, and many of them said, I don't know. Many of them said, I haven't. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to be 40 years old and not know what I want to be. I want to walk in the power of who you want me to be now.
And, you know, I really believe that this year, 2016, that more people are pursuing their purpose than ever. And because they understand that if I have purpose, then it gives me an understanding that I must come to my final destination. And see, the purpose gives you that because a destiny, we talk about destiny, but destiny is your destination in life. But if you don't have purpose, then how can you get to your final destination, or how will you know when you get to it? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So if you don't know your destination, you don't know where you're going.
Exactly. Because destination, you know, the word destiny means destination. So destination is you got to have destination for your life. But before you can get to destination, you got to understand that you have a purpose, and you is from going back to what God says about you. You can't look at your circumstances for it to say to you if you have value or to let you know who you are. You have to go to the scriptures to find out what God says about who you are, where you come from, what is inside of you, and what's your destination. So what we have to do, just go back to Romans 8:29, and it tells us, for those whom he foreknew. That means God already foreknew us. And if he already knew us beforehand, he also before had a destination. And that destination, it also is for us to live out our purpose. And we know that the purpose for a thing is vital. We must know the purpose for why we're here. And we know that from Genesis, going back all the way to the beginning, where it says, I created man to be like me, to be in the earth, but to be able to dominate, to be able to rule, or to replenish, or to be productive. That means whatever you have on the inside of you, it comes out and it bears fruit, or and it continues to produce even more. Because at the end of the day, what's on the inside of us have to come out into the earth realm to benefit the people around us. If we don't do that, then we'll never feel like we're fulfilled, because true fulfillment comes from having a meaningful life. And a lot of times you don't really realize how meaningful your life can be until you begin to tap into your abilities and your strengths, your power, so to speak. When you tap into those things, it's all about serving in your own world around you. And giving, and then you'll find you people that have been selfish, they self-centered, they are some of the meanest people. But I tell you, people that learn how to give and to help and to share, they feel very good. Why? Because this life was meant for you to share. Even if you're doing it through cooking, if you're doing it through it doesn't matter whatever your gift is, and you'll know your gift by your passion, what it is that you love to do.
Yes.
you know, you'll begin to find this is where my strength is. This is where my abilities are. And then it causes you to feel valued, like you're valuable to your surroundings, your environment. And then you begin to feel like, okay, I'm feeling fulfilled because I know who I am. And I know my potential, and I see this is going to lead me to my final destination, which is, God says, my plan is for you, is for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future.
Yes, yes. This is my favorite scripture. My favorite.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. So we want to encourage everybody tonight that you must go to the scriptures to see what God has said, to see what God has said. That's the original. That is the original, and that is the truth, and that truth can't be broken. And, yes, there are things in life that comes to take that, to try to take that away from us, but we have to continue steadfast in what God says, because no matter what has come your way to try to hinder it or to keep you from being able to be fruitful or productive, let me tell you, when you get back into this word and get yourself rooted and grounded and believing what God says, that he already foreknew you, he already gave you a destination, and it is good and not evil, then you begin to say, look at yourself, okay, I come from God, so that gives me my value, because that lets me know the source in which I am of. And now whatever he is, he's placed something in me that will cause me to profit in life. Cause me to profit. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I love when people come into the knowledge of the fact that they are valuable, because sometimes they've been through some things, they've been around some people, been around naysayers, people who just, they don't have vision, so they can't see yours. And so when you're around people, they're just a walking dead who are existing. When you start sharing your dreams and your desires with people like that, they're like, what are you talking about, huh? You know,
exactly.
But when you come into your true identity and understanding who you are, your purpose is like to be fulfilled, it's like an awakening happening.
It's an awakening.
You know,
and when you awaken like that, then you got to surround yourself with people that are awakened to these things.
Amen. 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 I remember when I was walking in the existing mode, just pretty much existing, and I remember, you know, other people around me, a lot of people around me were still in that same mode. And it's like, well, God, you got to surround me with some people that are either doing what you've called me to do or at least put me around them that they're walking that walk or they're going in that same direction. And I thank God that he started surrounding me with that because I asked him for it. But another thing that I noticed was as I was, you know, trying to figure out what my purpose was, I had to be still because I was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I was too busy. And I remember when the Lord told me what I had to do, when he told me I had to write the book On Fire to Inspire, I told the Lord, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm a children's author. And I remember, you know, and so many times we want to tell God who we are when he said, I created you. I know who you are. But you don't understand who you are. You don't understand your full potential. So what would you say to that that says, well, you know, I'm just this, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and that's all I know. But I'm not happy anymore because there's a void in my life, and I know that's not the purpose. That was just what I was doing for that time season of my life. So what would you say to that person that is like, okay, this ain't it. There's something more. What would you say to that person?
Exactly. Well, let me say this about myself. I understand that person completely because that was me. I was actually a pre-K teacher for 14 years, and I love the children. I love, you know, I love all of my babies, and I was, you know, and I loved doing what I did, but I knew it was more. I was doing that pretty much to get by, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, you know, I knew that wasn't all to what mm-hmm. To what my purpose was. And but mm-hmm. the truth is, the more I began to seek the Lord and I began to get in His Word, and I came mm-hmm. even into more intimacy with the Word of God concerning mm-hmm. what Christ had done for me, and all of a mm-hmm. sudden a new gifts and new abilities began to come forth. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. I was actually the Christian Academy where I taught, you know, it was Christian based, you know, but it was so much, you know, with the job. But I found myself, you know, doing more preaching to my kids, and I knew, okay, I'm coming out of this teaching mode. I'm becoming a preacher, and mm-hmm. then I began to realize, and then I had parents wanting to hear the word from me, and I knew things were shifting. And so now I'm in the place that I'm very passionate about. I live to do, which is to preach this gospel of a glorious kingdom. And so, yeah, there's a lot of us that have been in places where we have just, the Lord allowed us just to kind of occupy our just time and space until we came into a greater hunger, a greater thirst for more. Because, see, you got to desire more. And when you do that, God says those that hunger and those that thirst shall be filled. So we're entering into a time now where people are very unsettled with just the mundane mediocrity, just doing mm-hmm. something because that's the only thing there is. We know it's more, and we go after more. But how we do that is we go back to the original intent and purpose of God for our life, which is seeking the Lord. Like you said, get still and say, God, I know there is more. God, I'm asking you to reveal to me what is my passion, what are my abilities, what is it that I really like to do, and begin to open up doors and opportunity for me to do it. And He will do it, because He wants nothing more, wants even more for you than you want it. Is for you to walk in the purpose in which He has designed, so that He will get the glory, but you can experience true fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I told the Lord that who I was, and He said, "I need you to come up out of that box, because once you come up out of that box, there are going to be so many lives that are blessed." Because, see, our gifts aren't for us, and I did learn that from you.
That's
our
right.
Our gifts aren't for us, our gifts are for others. And so as a result of my obedience, I remember Him saying, and I didn't understand it at the time, but I understand it now. He said, there are too many lives tied up into your obedience. And now I
yes.
truly understand, because as I've gone forth, you know, sharing the book and pieces from the book, because they're all Holy Spirit inspired, books. As I've gone and just, you know, spoken life back into people, you know, it's like, wow, now I understand, because now I'm getting people that are sending me chats. I'm getting people that are calling me. I'm getting people that are texting me saying, you really don't know what you did for me. I've gotten people that said, I was suicidal before I met you. And so I just give God praise, because I did not put a limitation on Him, because I was limiting
Amen.
Myself. I got out of that
that's
box
right.
so that He could have life. So for if anybody
yes.
that's listening tonight, you heard two people's testimonies that was not walking in their gifts. They were not walking in their purpose. They were just walking in an existent state, I guess, what you better say. We were in an existing
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so for
yes.
me, I was chasing money, because I worked in IT for 15 years. And then all of
uh-huh.
a sudden, I hit 35, and that void was just so huge. It was like a huge hole in my stomach that could not be filled up. And the money didn't fill it. I loved the people that I was around, because I was like IT supervisor, you know. So I loved the people that I was around. I loved my team. But there was
mm-hmm.
something that could – that it just, I needed more. And I said, okay,
yes.
God, I said, what is it that you put breath in this body to be? God, what is it that you put breath in this body to do? Because I want what
mm-hmm.
your will is. I want it more than ever now, because I don't want to feel like this any longer. And so as
right.
I still enough, you know, the layoff had to happen, because I still wouldn't get too still. And after the layoff happened, I actually just got still, and God just revealed some things, and I just, you know, allowed him to just do his complete work. And so I say,
yes.
whoever's listening, I know somebody is feeling this, because I'm feeling your spirit. It's like somebody's drawing. And I'm telling you, I don't care what you've been doing the last 25 years, the last 10 years, the last
right.
5 years. If
yes.
it is something that you know that God's put in your heart, or even if you don't know what it is, start asking him, just like Apostle Zoe just said. Ask God, what is my passion, she just said. She said, ask him, what are my abilities? And then she said, ask him, God, what is my purpose? And I promise you, if you get still enough, prayer is not one-sided. He'll talk back to you, but you got to be still enough to be able to listen.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I would want to say to those that are listening tonight that we can no longer procrastinate. We can no longer procrastinate, because what you're doing is you're postponing your destiny. I'm telling you, I've done it, and you can feel the Spirit of God just nudging at some things that you need to do. You just need to, you know, break out of that root and do some things. You know, you just look around at your desires. Look at, like we said, our passion, what we're good at, that we like to do, those things, and what we got to step out in it. And because the longer we wait, the longer you postpone your destination. And we want to get to destination. That is the will of God. Because Paul said it, the Apostle Paul in the New Covenant, he said it, look, I have ran the race. I have finished my course. And so what was he saying? I completed, I finalized, I came to my destination. And so we don't want to have our work half done. Our work
mm-hmm.
half done. And a lot of us hadn't even started our work. And what I mean when I say work, that means becoming who we are. A lot of us hadn't even become who we really are.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
true.
We're being who you know, mom said we are, and what most of our family members have done. But it's not about that at this time. It's because a lot of times, once you come to Christ and Christ's Spirit dwells in you, the Bible says you're born again, and a lot of people will not recognize you for who you really are, because they don't know the real you. So we have to break out of, you know, well, this is just how I grew up, and this is what they said, and this is what my environment produced. No, we are greater than that. Once we understand, once we get the word on, he foreknew me, and he have predestined me, and then I understand it was for greatness. And so because I don't feel like I have made greatness yet, then there's still more. Now I go back to my creator, because I came from him. I'm his creation in the earth. And so now that I know that, it gives me value. And because I have this value, there's something in me which is untapped potential. And I got to tap that, so that it can come out, and so that it can bring life to the world and those around me.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm tempted to bring life to everybody else. I tell you.
Amen.
This interview, but I'm being blessed. I'm telling you, this on fire to inspire again and fired up all over again. I tell you.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise
I tell
Lord.
You, when God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands, And he said, I've given them all these gifts. I've given them all these talents, but they're not doing anything with them. And guess what? Mm-hmm. He was talking to me too, because I wasn't operating in all of my gifts. And so I said, well, God, you know, I don't want to be that person. I want to be the person that is operating in every gift that you've given me, because you've given me multiple gifts. And I want to be, if you equip me with it, I want to be able to use them. I want to be able to operate
exactly.
around them. I want them to be active, because I want people to be blessed. I want to walk into a grocery store and be able to just smile at somebody. And because of me operating in my gift of exhortation, someone's blessed. Somebody's life just
yes.
shifted because I'm being obedient. You know, so
yes.
I'm just full.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. There
well,
is
the Bible
power.
Says your gift will make room for you. And so
yes.
you at least step out in the gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or step out in the talent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Did you want to add anything else? Because I'm being drawn to open the lines up.
Yes, let's open.
Good, good, good. All right, we're going to open the lines up now. If you have a question, comment, or anything, if you even just want to comment on how this show is blessing you or whatever you want to say, press 1. We're going to bring you live with Apostle Zoe and myself. And I think it looks like we have one already. So bear with me just a moment here.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire with Aaliyah Butler and Apostle Zoe. Who do we have online with us? Hello, welcome to On Friday Inspire. An Atlanta number ending in 3836. We have you live with us. Did you have a question or comment?
Good evening, Queens. And this is Dr. Ed Womack. And, oh, my God, I'm on fire to inspire this evening. You ladies are bringing it. And it is just such a joy to hear the expressions of breakthrough, the expressions
Hallelujah.
Of releasing the chains and being able
yes.
to take that first step even when you can't
yes.
see the entire staircase. I done got a double dose this evening. I listened to Dr. Renee earlier and then my sister Leah on and now Apostle Joy. Y'all got me fired up in here. And it's really timely because mm-hmm. I am – in a great place. I believe I'm finally walking in my purpose, but trying to reach back and grab some others to help them walk in their purpose as well. And as you
Amen.
Guys were sharing tonight, it was just, because sometimes even the motivator needs a little motivation and
That's
needs to
right.
hear something that is pouring into their spirit. And I am just so grateful to have a circle of people, a circle of friends, of associates such as yourselves that help me to move forward. And as I even try to pour into others, you know, because if you continue to use up the fuel that you have, on occasion you got to get refueled. And
That's
so
right.
I'm just really grateful to have a platform available to allow me to refuel. So y'all doing it tonight, and y'all show on fire.
Amen. We truly, truly appreciate you for dialing in.
Yes.
Apostle is one of the men of vision that I was telling you about that's putting on a big, great event coming up April the 30th here in Atlanta at the
okay.
Cobb Galleria. And so
cool.
that's going to be a powerful, powerful, impactful event. So I pray,
yes,
I pray to appreciate the fact that he's being even you know, more inspired himself tonight. Because like he said, the encourager needs to be encouraged every now and then. So
that's
yes,
exactly
yes.
right.
Yes. Well, thanks again.
So true,
Dr.
True, true.
All right. Let's see. We have another caller. If you have a question or comment tonight, press 1. We'll bring you on live with us on Friday Inspire. We have a caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have online with us? Hello, do you have a question or comment? We're live.
Hello.
Hello.
I truly enjoyed this program tonight, and I am on fire to inspire.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening.
It was great. Thank you.
Yes,
right,
praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We have another caller, and let's see here. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Kelvin Mann.
Hi, good evening, Kelvin. How are you?
I'm blessed. Blessed and flying, just like the rest of everybody.
Glory to God.
I just wanted to let you ladies know that it's always, always important that when you speak in terms of God, that it always touches, no matter who the receiver is. A lot of times we don't understand purpose. People don't even know if they're already walking in their purpose. I wrote a book called Just Ask, and it's a 40-day journal for people to just ask and get the answers. It is, it's fully equipped with affirmations that God gave me along on my journey as well. I'll be at the conference with Men of Vision, as my nonprofit is involved with that situation in Atlanta on April 30th. We're excited about it. But I want to share that a lot of people might not understand. God is a verb. God is one step, he'll take two. God is always in action. God is not something you have to wait. God is always working. And so a lot of times people forget that that's what God is. You can't be sitting around waiting on him, because he's already moving. And if you're not moving, you're not going to get none of that. And so people have to really aspire to understand that God is a verb. And I just wanted to share, you know, you ladies, thank you for all the kind words that you put out here tonight, because I'm big on words and I love words. Words mean a lot. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the inspire tonight. We appreciate you.
Amen.
All right, we have another caller. Let's see who we have here, Apostle. Welcome on Fire to Inspire. You are live with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah. Who do we have here? Hello, you're live with Fire to Inspire. Hi.
Hi,
who do we have?
Trivette. How y'all doing?
Great, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how y'all doing? I wanted to just kind of comment on what I heard tonight. I'm just so full of what I heard tonight. It's just so right on time for me.
Thank you.
And I just, I'm sorry, I got my background for it. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you, Pastor Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah Butler, for just being inspired. I'm fired to inspire, because you have definitely inspired me tonight. And I just really just want to meditate on what I heard, because it was so for me. I mean, so for me. And it's like sometimes we go back and forth with God about our purpose. And, you know, I'm 40. I'm just going to say I'm 40 years old, and I have come through a lot of journeys. But I always seem to come back to the same place. Well, what is really my purpose? You know, and sometimes, you know, we wear a lot of hats as women, and we're thinking that we're wives, we're parents, we're employees, we're, you know, inspiring to other people and whatnot. But it's always that place where you want to know for sure, Lord, what is it that you really have for me to do at this season in my life? You know, because, you know, chapters close, the new chapters open again.
That's right.
And I'm just in that place. And I was just earlier just talking to God within myself about my job and the new phase in my life and whatnot. But it always, again, like I said, come back to that place of what that purpose is, knowing who I am in God, knowing that I have a destiny. But what is that true gift that I should be operating in? Because I, like Leah said earlier, you know, she liked her job. She liked what she was doing. Also, Apostle, you said the same thing. You loved those kids. You loved what you was doing. But what is it? It's still something more in me that I have yet to tap into. And I really want to know what that is, you know, because I just want my life to be pleasing to God, and I want to be accepted in other people's lives, not just in my household, but in others' lives. And I just really want to walk in that full destiny and know that that is the purpose in my last lifespan. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just, I ask you, Leah, I would love to hear this recording again and again and again until I get it. You know, because it was so fulfilling for me, you know, and I want to hear it again. That's how powerful it was. I need to hear it again. Just so I know that that purpose and where I am right now in my life is going, it's actually just now really, I think it's pushing me right into that place where God wants me to be and where I will know what that full purpose is. And because of this message tonight, you know, and I thank you both for this word and for this message because it's so much for a lot of us. And so I was saying all that to say thank you, you know.
You
and I appreciate
so
you all.
You are so welcome. And the recording will actually be ready shortly after the show ends. So if you go to the link, www.radio.com/onfireinspire, you just click on there is time in your purpose, and you can listen to it anytime.
Amen. Well, I would definitely be doing that tonight.
That's wonderful.
The kids are asleep in my household is quiet. I'm going to listen to it again. And
Amen.
With
and we believe and pray that you'll be everything will be revealed.
Amen. All right. We have another caller. Let's see who we have here. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, good night. This is Sabrina. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hello, Sabrina.
I just want to say that I'm excited by the show tonight as well. Sometimes you don't know what your purpose is in life, and it takes some years, some time to find out what your true purpose is. I think it doesn't ever have a age cap to it, but I guess it's just when you do get it. And when you do get it and you walk in it, you can feel the anointing of God has given you that purpose for your life. And I truly believe that now, as I have been still and have sat down for some years to really figure out what my purpose was, and I know I'm walking in it as we speak now. But I know that sometimes it takes, like they say, it seems like a lifetime, because like the lady just said, you become the mother, you become the teacher, you become the doctor, you become the housekeeper, and then you work outside the house, and you work with your job, and you try to connect with that. It's so many hats that you wear when you're trying to get that connection of life or why you're here and what reason are you here. So when you walk into that purpose and figure out why you are here, and, you know, God, you ask God to help you walk through your purpose, it's very rewarding. It's very, very comfortable. You feel comfortable in your skin now. That's how I feel right now. Like, I am in my purpose, and I feel very comfortable in my skin now because I feel like I am fulfilling my purpose, family, and life. So I want to thank God for you two ladies tonight. The message that you gave tonight, I have received it. And I am will continue to receive it and know that I'm on the right path because listen to the both of you all give that lecture of what your purpose is. I know I'm walking in it, and I thank God for you too. And thank you so much for such a great show.
Amen.
Thank
you so much.
Amen.
All right. You know, Pastor, she said something that was key. When you are walking in your purpose, there's an excitement. And I share with the listeners a lot. I had a day where I'm busy and I'm wearing so many hats, and I'm just like kind of, but before the show starts, I get this burst of energy, like a supernatural strength, because I'm walking in my purpose and I know it's not about me. I know that there's someone that's going to be impacted by either what I've said or by what my guest is saying because, you know, I'm walking in what he's called me to.
That's right. So, and, you know, something else she said, too, she said being comfortable in her own skin. And, see, that goes back to what I said earlier. What it does is when you're walking in purpose, it gives you a meaningful life. It brings fulfillment. See, she come to know, but she had to come to Christ because only Christ can give us our true identity. And then through Christ, we understand that we're from him, which gives us value. And after that value, we understand we have purpose. And then if we have purpose, that means there's something in me. And so now I began to go to God for that to be released or revealed to me. And you know, and it can be a simple gift as being able to bake very well. And you know what? And I heard the man say that God, the word God is a verb. It means action. That means God is always at work. Well, you know what? If that is true and my gift is baking, and I might think that's little, small, minute, whatever, but the truth is all I got to do is bake a couple of things and then share it with a few people. And then you know what? And then go from there because God will make room for it to profit me. And then you know what? Yeah. If I really like baking, it's my passion or whatever, you know what? There'll be a corner bakery, you know, within just a short while because you're walking in what God has given you a gift to do. And that gift, and the Bible says it. The Bible says that he gave so many of the stewards talents. And he said the ones that used the talent and was productive, he gave even more. So you least got to start where you are. If it's the simplest thing, if you like to write nice poetry to you, you know, and the next thing you know, your stuff will be in Hallmark. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you got to start somewhere.
Yes, I tell you.
You
got to
move.
Yes, and it's funny because I told you, I said, I didn't script anything tonight. A lot of times I just let God have his way because I tell people all the time, this is God's show. I'm just a mouthpiece. So, but tonight I didn't write any questions down because I was just being led to just let God have his way truly. And I'm glad that we did because so many were blessed by us just being transparent and sharing our testimonies. Because a lot of times people don't understand, you see where you are now, but they don't understand where you come from. So, yes, you know, you followed the money and you made the money. But at some point, that money, your why changes. And your why is
That's
so
right.
much bigger than you are. So, like my buddy, the Unstoppable Coach says, your why is much bigger than you. So when you understand who you are, you come into your true identity in who God has called you to and not other people. Because, see, people can put a label on you. Yeah, you know, that's a whole
right.
other show.
that's exactly right. You're right.
When you come into your true identity, then there is so you're comfortable, as Sabrina said, you're comfortable in the skin you're in. You wake up every day saying, "Woo, this is awesome." You know, this is another day to do what God has called me to do. This is another day to give Him praise. I'm gonna bake the best cakes if I'm a baker. I'm gonna teach the best the best way I know how, if I'm a teacher, whatever, if I'm a mentor, I'm going to be the best at whatever it is that he's gifted me in. And so I tell you, I'm excited. I'm elated. So you have a couple of events coming up within your ministry. I want you to share that so for those who are being blessed tonight, they can be a part and get some more of this. I know you have some things coming up.
Yes, I do, and I'm very excited about these two events that's coming up. March the 11th, that's a Friday evening at 8 p.m., we are having Daddy's Little Girls Women's Fellowship. And we had one last month, and I tell you, the women were so blessed, so empowered, strengthened, and they began to go ahead and make peace with their past, so that they can move forward in a greater future, because God is letting us know that we have to let go of the past. Past have to pass away so that the new and the fresh can come. And so the women were blessed and encouraged, and we're looking forward to this women's fellowship to be even greater. And I'm just going to share just a little snippet of where we're going with Daddy's Little Girls on March the 11th, Friday night at 8 p.m. We're actually going to be talking about preparing yourself like Esther had to be prepared for a year in preparation for her king. But not only that, but she also, we're gonna begin to teach and show the women through demonstration and illustration on how to create their own canvas. So it's going to be awesome. I look forward to all the women coming out. We do invite you and welcome you. It's going to be we're going to have an awesome time and a lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of laughter. So we're excited about that. And then in April, the 21st to the 23rd, we will have the Kingdom Roundtable for leaders. And so that is something that is one of my mandates and my assignment in the body of Christ, is for the fivefold leaders and those that serve closely with their leadership to come and to be a part of this roundtable. It will be a great discussion as we get empowered, equipped, and receive impartations on how to move greater in the body of Christ. To discern where we are in time, but also for us to network together to get the global assignment of this kingdom being advanced in the earth realm. So that is April the 21st through the 23rd. And so we want all leaders to participate and in that. And so we'll be having daily sessions, night impartation sessions. It's going to be awesome.
Amen, amen. And you have weekly services here in Conyers. Although you live an hour away, your mandate is to come and speak to the people in Conyers. And you have a service called Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yes. We have service every Saturday night. We call it Saturday Night Live because we come in just excited about the Lord of Glory and giving Him praise and worship, but allowing His Spirit to enlighten, illuminate us, strengthen us, and empower us for greater ministry. And so we believe God for greater signs and wonders and miracles than ever before. And that is every Saturday night in Conyers. That's 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. And so we do invite all to come out and to fellowship with us.
I tell you guys, if you have been blessed, this anointed woman of God, she's on Facebook, and she's under Andrea Zoe. And then on LinkedIn, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, and Catch Me, she's listed as Zoe Apostle. So you'll put in @ Zoe Apostle. You can follow her. She does Periscopes. And are you going to be doing one Thursday?
I will be on Periscope Thursday at 8.
Okay. Follow her. She's at Zoe Apostle. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. If you go to catchme.com, you can actually pull up some of the teachings that she's had. The one last week was the kingdom mind, because we can't be thinking in peasant thinking and brokenness when we're called to kingdom mindsets. The kingdom rules and reigns. The kingdom is limitless. So why are you thinking in the mindset of something less than that? So I tell you, I thank you so much tonight for this show, this forum. I'm telling you, it truly, truly was a powerful, powerful way to end the month.
Yes.
Because we're talking about purpose the entire month. And so people understanding that there's power in their purpose. I'm telling you, so many people, when they have this awakening, when they experience that awakening like I did, I'm telling you, they're going to be like, whoa, you know.
Yes.
When people meet me, they're like, girl, goodness, you on fire. I say, you don't understand. God has been too good for me not to be.
Glory to God. Yes, he is faithful. He's awesome.
So what did you want to leave, any parting words that you want to leave with us tonight?
Yes, I would just encourage every believer to know that it is time for us to move into our final destination and to know that you are not born as an experiment. There was a purpose and there is a plan, and God has the great idea, and so we must go to God to get that from him, and it must dwell in us, and it will give us the ability to do the great works that God has called us to.
Amen, amen, and amen. I thank you again for coming with us, to joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule and sharing with us that there is power in our purpose. And so I understand what my purpose is, and I tell you, I'm on fire all over again. And so it was like somebody poured some kerosene on my fire. I am ready.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you had me tonight, and I enjoyed it. And I thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. We definitely have to keep you coming back and re-enlightening and reigniting for us.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, well, you guys, this has been a powerful, powerful show tonight. And, you know, share the show with your family and friends, because they can actually go back and listen to the recording. It'll be available shortly after the show ends. And they can just go to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire and let them know, listen to it, because time to stop procrastinating. There's no more excuses. No more excuses and no more delay. It's time to live the life that God created you to live, and it's time to live it now. I don't care about what you've been through. I don't care about what you're currently going through. That is not your destination. You've been predestined for greatness. So I want you to ask God the questions that Apostle said to us. She said, ask him, what are my gifts? Ask him, what is my purpose? Ask him, what am I gifted in? And walk in that thing. You walk that thing out like it's your last day each and every day. And I tell you, you're going to bless so many people that you come in contact with, and your gift will make room for you. Tune in next week, each and every week, to On Fire to Inspire at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And share with your friends, share with others, because we are on fire to inspire each and every person to live the life they were created to live. April 30th, make sure that if you're in the Georgia area, that you go to the Men of Vision event that they have here at the Cumberland area, Cobb Galleria. It is going to be an amazing, amazing event. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you can't miss that event. So make sure that you're there. If you're in the Conyers area, you want to attend the women's fellowship here in Conyers at Kingdom Works International Ministries, Daddy's Little Girl, that is March 11th at 8 p.m. Make sure you put this stuff on your calendar, because you don't want to miss it. If you are in ministry and you are a leader, you want to find out more about the Kingdom Works International Kingdom Roundtable. So you can email KWIM East. That's quimeast@gmail.com, and let them know that you're interested, and they will definitely get back with you and let you know how to go about registering for that powerful, powerful event. So, guys, I thank you so much for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. Remember, On Fire to Inspire was ignited and a spinoff of a book that God gave me. So you can go out and purchase the book on Amazon. It is on Amazon and Kindle. And then there's a book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. If you see on a daily basis that I am greatness, I am the success that God has created me to be, if you're constantly seeing that before your eyes, what are you putting in your eyes and your ear gates? So that book is available as a Kindle only right now, and it's only $2.99. And then finally, if you want an I Am On Fire to Inspire t-shirt, I'm blinging it out. I am taking pre-orders, so you can email onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We are doing pre-orders for that. I tell you, I am On Fire to Inspire, and I want you to be as well. That if you're interested, email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I can give you more information about placing an order. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire tonight and each and every night, each and every week. You all have a blessed night, and we will talk soon.
I am fire. Mm-hmm.